Can I get someone to read the scripture reading for us? And I want it to start at Acts 4, verse 36. So someone can read from Acts chapter 4, verse 36, all the way through to Acts 5, verse 11. So not much. Anybody? Chapter 4, verse 36 to chapter 5, verse 11. Pretty gruesome, isn't it? Ananias and Sapphira, their sin together was not one of selling the land. It's not one of giving money to the church or even holding some money back. Their sin was the fact that they lied. They lied to the church. They tried to make it appear to others and to the church, to Peter, that the money they were giving was everything they got for the land, for the sale. Peter, being full of the Holy Spirit, knew they were lying. They were lying to the Holy Spirit directly. They weren't lying to the church as they saw it, because as Peter said, the land was theirs. They sold it. It was their choice to sell it. And it was their choice to give the money to the church. They could have given some of the money. They could have given all of it. But their sin was the lying of the amount. Peter said that it was under their control. Peter said that they could give as much as they want, but they said that they gave all of it. Now, back in chapter 4, verse 36, Barnabas, nice bloke, his name means son of encouragement, he sold his land and gave all the money to the church. He didn't lie to them. He said, this is the money, this is every cent I got, this is what you're getting. I'm giving it all to you. We don't know if he was told by the Holy Spirit to do that. There's only two verses that mention this, so we don't know what happened, what the motivation was. We can only assume that he was led to do it, and he did it honestly. Ananias and Sapphira, we don't know if they were led to sell their land. We don't know what their motivation was. But we can assume from that they wanted to look as good as Barnabas. They wanted to appear to others to be as good as Barnabas. So they sold their land and told people that this is what we got. Even though they were keeping some of the money themselves, they're saying, this is what we got. Here's the money. Do with it what you will. Peter, being led by the Holy Spirit, knew that this wasn't so. And he accused them one by one. Integrity is a major thing in leadership nowadays. Having integrity in your character goes a long way to people believing what you do and who you are and what you say. These two, Ananias and Sapphira, the very first word in chapter 5 is but. So we see the contrast from that one little three-letter word. We see the contrast from Barnabas to Ananias and Sapphira. There was a but. Barnabas did this, but Ananias and Sapphira did that. So they did the wrong thing. They did it the total opposite to Barnabas. Integrity. Scott, can we bring up that PowerPoint, please? This PowerPoint will show some leaders. I don't want people to call out and tell me if you think they have integrity, if they appear to have integrity. I just want you to look at them yourself and make up your own mind. So the first one is who? Adolf Hitler. Now make up your own mind if you think killing the Jews, causing World War II, doing things total opposite to what he said, is good integrity, good character. we go next one? Who's that? I have no idea about Barack Obama myself. I don't know what he's like. He says he's a good Christian man. But what he says, is that what he does? Or what he tries to do? I don't know. Does anybody know? God does, yes. Next one. Who's that? Yeah, we should all know that one. The first female Prime Minister of Australia. I'm not going to tell you my opinion of her, because that wouldn't be good. But besides all that, do you think she has a lot of integrity, or any integrity? Is what is recorded in the media accurate to what she thinks and does? Or is it, for once, correct? Next one. Does anyone know who that is? Sorry? Kim Jong-il. Where's he from? North Korea. North Korea. He's a big boss man, North Korea. I haven't heard much about him. Has anyone heard much about him? Do we know if he's got a lot of integrity? Do we know if he's a good character? Do we know if the media reports the true things about him? We know he's not a Christian, but does that mean he's got no integrity? Next one. Sir Winston Churchill. Yeah, close. He had a high opinion rating in England during World War II. But he was also the Lord Admiral in World War I. Did he have a lot of integrity? Did he have any integrity? Do we know if he had integrity? Do people look up to him? Is he a good example to us? Next one. Mandela. Geez, you're a bit slow today. What's happening? Everyone asleep? Nelson Mandela. He was imprisoned for his beliefs by what we consider to be an unjust system, apartheid. I think it was 27 years, wasn't it? Yep. He was released and became president of South Africa, seemingly overnight, to me anyway. I was probably quite young. So. I think he's got integrity. I think his character shines through in what he does, the way he reacts to people. Do other people think he's got integrity? Is what you think of integrity what he's got? Next one. James, does he have integrity? William Booth's family was disenfranchised. Does that mean he's got integrity or not? Next one. Now, I don't know anything about this one. Does anyone know who she is? Yeah, well done, Dathan. Sorry? Linda Bond, our new general. She was a TC of Eastern Victoria in Sydney. I don't know anything about her at all. I have no idea if her character's good, if she's a good Christian woman. I've heard things, but I don't know her. I don't know of her. James would probably know more than I do. Next slide. Integrity. It's interesting, this one. From the Latin word, for once, not the Greek word, but it's from the Latin word of integer. And as we know in high school maths, integer means a whole number. Simple as that. It's a whole number. So the integrity is the whole character. The whole character of a person. It's summed up simply in integrity. And leadership nowadays needs integrity. We have a lot of leaders out there that do not show any integrity at all. I'd say particularly politicians, but you know, that's my opinion. Out of those, does anybody think any of them show integrity? What about Adolf Hitler? I've hidden him nicely in the bottom corner there. Did he show integrity? What about Sir Winston Churchill? Nelson Mandela? Julia Gillard? Kim Jong-il. I think he's well known with the surname of Il. William Booth. And yes, I do think he had integrity. No, that's true. He raised up the Salvation Army, although it wasn't called the Salvation Army in the early days. General Linda Bond. You would hope so, yeah. She's now the worldwide leader of the Salvation Army, and we always think that leaders should have integrity. They display integrity. One part of integrity is appearing or doing what you say you're going to do, not lying about what you do, not doing anything in church to appear good without God's backing. Have you ever been guilty of lying to others, even as a kid? Who can put their hand up today to be lying? Has anybody been guilty of lying to God? Has anybody been guilty of saying they'll do something and they haven't? Or has anybody been guilty of saying they will give something, time, money, energy, and they haven't? Because their heart hasn't been in it with God. A few years ago, there was kids' bracelets brought out with four letters on them. Did I do a slide for this one, Scott, or not? No. Simply said, WWJD, and stood for What Would Jesus Do? To me, it's a good example of helping us to bring Jesus into our decision-making, helping us to focus on not lying to God and doing what is right and not worrying about what other people think of us. Have you got that on you? Well done. Well done. There you go. It's not a bracelet, but it's a dog tag. And it actually says dog on it too. Ah, yes. Now, there's quite a few. There's WDJD, What Did Jesus Do? And there's a few others around. Yeah, good verse. I can do everything because Christ gives me strength. Our kids know that one. We've done that in Bible study. Yeah, don't take it off. These bracelets were good for kids. They come out in fluoro silicon bands. They come out in woven bracelets. Would Ananias and Sapphira have done what they did if they had that bracelet on? If they'd even thought for a few seconds, what would Jesus do in this situation? If Jesus owned the land, which he didn't, if he sold it and gave the money to the church, if Jesus was just a member of the church, would he have done that? I don't think he would have. And if Ananias and Sapphira had a thought for 2 seconds about what would Jesus have done, they wouldn't have done it either.